This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. France, Russia, and the United States are calling for a ceasefire between Armenian and Azerbaijani forces, which continue to clash over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh in an ongoing conflict that is threatening to escalate into all-out war. In a joint statement as co-chairs of the OSCE Minsk group, the Russians, the French, and the Americans called for an immediate cessation of hostilities between Armenia and Azerbaijan. They also called for leaders of the two countries to commit without delay to resuming substantive negotiations. Armenia and Azerbaijan have dismissed the demands for a truce in the disputed region, where fighting has escalated in recent days to levels not seen since the 1990s. Madrid will become the first European capital to go back into lockdown in the coming days. Lauren Anthony of Reuters reports.
The city of over 3 million people is set to go into lockdown in the coming days, after the region's leader reluctantly agreed Thursday to obey a central government order to ban non-essential travel there. Madrid has found itself caught in a fight between its national and local governments. It has at least 859 cases per 100,000 people, according to the World Health Organization. Much of the continent is facing similar challenges. Local lockdowns across the UK, for example, have been put in place. In Italy, also one of the worst-hit countries, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte plans to ask Parliament to extend the country's COVID-19 state of emergency to the end of January. And France's new coronavirus cases increased by more than 10,000 for the first time in 3 days on Wednesday, while the number of people hospitalized with the disease rose to a 10-week high.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. This is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who is recovering in Germany after being poisoned in Russia by a nerve agent, has accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of being behind the attack. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Navalny's supporters have frequently maintained that such an attack could have only been ordered at the top levels, though the Kremlin has denied any involvement in it. Navalny, a politician and corruption investigator, who's Putin's fiercest critic, spent 32 days in a hospital, 24 of them in intensive care, before doctors deemed his condition had improved sufficiently for him to be discharged. In his first interview since the attack, he told Germany's Der Spiegel magazine that in his mind, Putin was behind the attack. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Lebanon and Israel have agreed to a framework for talks on their disputed border. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Lebanon's parliament speaker, Nabih Berri, said on Thursday the talks would be held under the auspices of the United Nations. Washington, which has been mediating to bring the two foes to the negotiating table, welcomed the agreement. Crucially, one of the disputed maritime areas is on the edge of energy-rich waters, and Lebanon's economy desperately needs a boost. It's close to collapse because of a mountain of debt and decades of mismanagement and corruption, compounded by the devastating port blast in August in Beirut. Border tensions flare sporadically over a wall Israel is building along the blue line and the growing arsenal of Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah group, which Israel sees as the biggest threat on its frontier.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Two of the largest airlines in the United States, American and United, have begun furloughing thousands of workers because of the impact of the coronavirus. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
American Airlines and United say they'll begin to furlough 32,000 employees. Since lawmakers in the White House failed to agree on a broad pandemic relief package that would include more federal aid for airlines. Flight attendant CWA Union President Sarah Nelson.
To keep people in this state of worry and uncertainty is just cruel.
American Airlines says if Washington does come up with a deal in the next several days, the company would reverse the furloughs. U.S. air travel remains down nearly 70% from a year ago because of the new coronavirus. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The number of Americans filing new claims for jobless benefits fell last week to a seasonally adjusted 837,000 for the week ending September 26th. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.